Governor Walker's campaign says this cut-and-paste approach to planning for the state's future amounts to plagiarism. Burke agrees that her staff shouldn't have copied policies verbatim, but she says the underlying ideas of her economic plan are well-researched and says using ideas that have worked in other states is no different from what she did as an executive at Trek Bicycle.
Of course, we drew on best practices, not only from other companies in the industry, but those outside of the industry, and made sure that we were looking at how we were going to get better as a company. So those are called best practices.
It isn't unusual for politicians to cut and paste ideas from other politicians, according to UW-La Crosse political scientist Joe Heim. He notes Democrats have complained about Republican state legislators introducing bills drafted by the conservative group known as ALEC.
You could argue that that's plagiarized, but I just don't see that in a state campaign as being that significant.
Political scientist Mordecai Lee of UW-Milwaukee says with polls showing the race in a dead heat right now, the bigger question is whether this controversy will shift the views of the estimated 5% of voters that polls show are still undecided.
In general, I think the issue is if this will unlock the undecideds and that they'll break for Scott Walker.
He says if those voters are still undecided after 4 years of Governor Walker's administration, it's unlikely this is the issue that will change their minds. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.